Before we get started, I want to shout out our sponsors here on the BCP. As always, the BCP is brought to you by our favorite store, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, located online and at the Englishtown Flea Market in Englishtown, New Jersey, on Saturdays and Sundays from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Blue Building. Get your wrestling stuff, retro video games, G.I. Joes, Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters. It's our favorite store. Thank you, Heather and Dan, for sponsoring the show. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Mania Club. Established in 2015, Mania Club is a WWE-recognized community for fans with an eclectic love for both the world of professional wrestling and raising money for Connor's Cure. During WrestleMania weekend, we host the official tailgate of WrestleMania while also celebrating the life of Connor McCauley. They are the single largest donor within the V Foundation for Connor's Cure with over $150,000 raised. Please donate and join the Facebook group over at Mania Club. Donate at jimmyv.org/maniaclub. The BCP is also sponsored by the No Gimmicks Podcast, the pro wrestling podcast that keeps it 100% real 100% of the time. The No Gimmicks Podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts. Shout out, Kelvin. Check out the No Gimmicks Podcast. Wrestling All Day, All Night is the best wrestling discussion group on Facebook. We provide more of a community feel here and have wrestling fans introduce other fans to something they may have not seen before, such as old school wrestling, indie wrestling, Japanese wrestling, and more. We also strive to be a source for information regarding upcoming wrestling meet and greets and signings. And remember, we're open 24/7, all day, all night. Be sure to follow on socials and join the group on Facebook at Wrestling All Day, All Night. BCP is also sponsored by Warriors of Wrestling. Warriors of Wrestling returns to Brooklyn, New York on Saturday, January 6th, featuring former WWE superstars Mace and Mansoor, also featuring Darius Carter, Joe Ocasio, Angel Metro, Vicious Vicky, TJ Marconi, and a whole lot more. Get your tickets now at warriorsofwrestling.com. And don't forget to subscribe for some great matches over on the Warriors of Wrestling YouTube channel. Please welcome in our new sponsors, the Sweet Chin Musings Podcast. Sweet Chin Musings is the creation of the reigning, rarely defending, highly disputed champion of wrestling podcast, Mr. Perfect Mike Mueller and his tag team partner in crime, Luke Kudialis. SCM focuses on the in-ring products of WWE and AEW. No dirt sheet rumors here, as well as backstage news, predictions, and analysis of characters, storylines, and major pay-per-views. Old school fans, don't worry, we have you covered too with a look back on classic matches, top 10 lists, and interactive tournaments that let the fans decide who is truly the best of all time. You can find us on Facebook at Sweet Chin Musings, and be sure to check out the podcast on all your favorite podcast major streaming platforms. We also got to shout out our new sponsors, United States Department of Nerds, the USDN Podcast, a podcast presented by Dat Feeling Podcast Network, LLC. The USDN Podcast is run by Jeffrey T. Fountain, a BCP Plus contributor, Jennifer Johnson, Eric Johnson, and Tay Stith, and is also home to the Queens of Nerdom Podcast. USDN Podcast is a safe place for all nerds where they can come to be entertained, learn, and embrace debate. USDN prides itself on being by the people, for the people, and of the people. Here at the USDN, we strive to bring you the best content we can find where you know it comes with USDN seal of approval. We always strive to give you factual data, and if it's a rumor, we'll always preface it with the rumor alert before dropping the freshest info. However, once those rumors are proven true, you can bet your money we at USDN are slamming the stamp down and giving it the USDN seal of approval. Hit our links on social media for all our merch. This ad is USDN approved. BCP is now sponsored by the international shining star, Ray Kalitri. Kalitri has honed his craft traveling and wrestling all over the world, including destinations such as Mexico, Peru, Puerto Rico, and even Egypt. The ISPW Tri-State Champion and Golden Ticket Holder is also one of the longest reigning ECPW Light Heavyweight Champions in history. Kalitri also holds an international championship that he won in Mexico. Always known for his appreciation of world culture, the Shiny Star is also known for his taste for high fashion, lavish lifestyle, and fast cars. However, he is most prominently known around the globe for his unparalleled in-ring acumen and skill set. Be sure to follow Ray Kalitri across the board on social media, at Kalitri Ray on Twitter, at PAP1Fresh on Instagram, and Ray Kalitri on Facebook. Guys, please welcome in our new pod sponsor for the show, GPW Productions. GPW provides your promotion or event with top-tier video and audio production, live streaming, and more. I can personally vouch for them in saying they're hands down the best production company I've ever worked with, as they continue to work with the likes of AEW, GCW, StarCast, MLW, not to mention the majority of the local independent promotions here in the tri-state area. They can even help you film a vignette or promo for your persona or gimmick. And guess what? GPW doesn't just work in wrestling. They cover MMA, boxing, basketball, or any other sporting event as well. Guys, on a personal note, as always, I'd like to thank Mike Sesko, Frank Leone, O'Neill Andrews, and the team for giving me multiple opportunities to work with them and some of the best talent in the world. Book GPW for a promotion or event today at contact@gpwproductions.com. Once again, the BCP is sponsored by Pro Wrestling Magic. Pro Wrestling Magic presents Kingdom Come 8, 99 Red Balloons on Saturday, December 23rd at the Mecca, Ridgefield Park here in New Jersey. Get your tickets now or watch live on IWTV. Kingdom Come 8 features Darius Carter, Steve Pena, Steve Off, Kerr, Alex Ryman, Danny Moff, The Notorious Mimi, The Ruthless Lala, Vicious Vicky, Adina Steele, The Rep, Death Row, and a whole lot more. Tune in on IWTV. Guys, I want to give a special shout out and thanks to our new December podcast sponsor, Key Nation, featuring our very own BCP and BCP Plus contributor, Mr. Wayne Keener. Make sure to follow Key Nation on TikTok and Instagram for great puns, memes, dad jokes, and random ridiculous content. Thank you, Wayne. Welcome in our new December sponsors for the BCP DDE Daddy Daughter Entertainment. Thank you, Chucky Diesel and Chloe Rain, for sponsoring the show. Daddy Daughter Entertainment is all about family, and being a fan of professional wrestling is my favorite thing about this crazy business, is seeing Chucky and Chloe at shows. And DDE right now are putting out some amazing content and special attraction matches. Thank you, DDE. Guys, last but not least, I want to shout out our new December sponsor, Chop City Wrestling. Chop City Wrestling is where our pal Ryan Steneford takes chops from wrestlers and donates $20 to Connor's Cure for every chop he takes. Follow his adventures on his YouTube channel for all those chops and some great pro wrestling content for a great cause. Be sure to hit that subscribe button. Thank you, Ryan, for sponsoring the BCP.
Yo, listen, it's Platinum Max, part of the Acclaim, the Platinum Playboy, best wrestler alive, and you are rocking with the Bob Culture Podcast. Yo, listen, Platinum on the mic, and I'm coming for your ass. I'm listening to the Bob Culture Podcast, and I think it's the hottest show in the game, because them and everybody loves the Acclaim. Now, scissor me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome into a very special AEW Worlds End Predictions panel episode of the BCP. Ladies and gentlemen, we have rounded up our All Elite Stellar panel for this one. I am very excited. Guys, please welcome back to the show. You know him as hashtag lay editor-in-chief of the popbreak.com, hashtag dad instincts, our good friend, the Papa Bear of the BCP, Mr. Bill Bodkin. What's up, bro? Good to see your face.
Merry Christmas. Joyous Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah, happy New Year to all our friends out there, here to talk about the best wrestling in the world. And I'm just here to get some heat, because I could just make fun of CM Punk if you want to for an hour and a half.
I'm here for it.
I could just talk about that great Roman Reigns match that happened this year. No, I'm just kidding.
Just
messing with people. I'm here to talk about AEW. I'm very excited for this pay-per-view. Tony Khan once again showing my theory of, hey, even if you do your homework at the last minute, you can still get an A+.
Yeah, I love the way you said that. Bill already gets 1 point, man. I love it, man.
It only took me 3 friggin' years to get a point.
But we'll get into it. Jeffrey T. Fountain in the chat saying, hey, we got some great folks on tonight. We'll get to that in a minute. But first, we have to welcome back. Let's get out the scroll. You know her from Kimmy Talks Wrestling, the popbreak.com, the BCP, Maria Kanellis' personal protege. Kimmy, we don't got time.
Pro Wrestling Insider.
Commentator, everything.
Every
Let's
convention
go.
Known to man.
Let's go.
Hey, let's you know, go. Next year I'll be traveling more.
Don't
Did
do
you know
it.
That was possible? I didn't know that was possible. I'm here. I was at the Garden last night, Rob. Did you know that?
I feel like you want me to say no. even
I
though.
wanted you to say yes. I was
Yes!
there. It was so fun. I got to watch my favorite wrestler live. What's better than that? And no, I'm not talking about CM Punk, but I'll also be at World's End this weekend. Did you know that too?
That awesome, yeah, and we're gonna talk about it. I'm
Because
very
of Bill.
excited.
Because of
Of
Bill.
course, of course, of course. And it looks shaping up to be a solid show. Like Bill kind of talked about a little bit, homework at the last minute. I think that's the perfect phrase. We'll get to that in a little bit. Kimmy, thank you for making the time. And guys, please welcome to the show. Round of applause, please. You know him from the No Gimmicks podcast, making his BCP debut, long overdue. Our good friend Kelvin Kaylee. Kelvin, welcome in, man. How are you, bro?
Hey man, thank you for having me on the show. Long time listener, and it's a pleasure to be on here. You guys are I'm here with the heavy hitters tonight, so I just want to be like Kimmy when I grow up, really.
That's a
Don't
t-shirt.
say that. Oh, can we make that a t-shirt?
That's the t-shirt. Let's go. All right, and Jeffrey in the chat saying, "My brother from another mother. I love to see it." Guys in the chat, let us know who you got. Kimmy, where you want to start on this one? I feel like you're gonna go pre-show.
Yeah, there's like an order, Rob. Rob, did you know there's two matches on the 0 hour?
I
No. I
don't
did
even
not.
know. I knew that.
But go, what do you got? I know there's a battle royal.
And for the FTW Championship, it's Hook and Wheeler Yuta.
And that, okay, that I didn't know was on the 0 hour. I do have it here.
Didn't know that one was on the 0 hour either.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew that was happening. I thought it was the main card.
So did I. That
No, on the
same.
graphic it says 0 hour. I looked for like an hour to make sure.
Well,
So
there it
no,
is.
it did not make the card. Boo.
No worries. But let's get into it. You guys want to do Hook defending the FTW Championship against Big Wheels, Wheeler Yuta, Bill? What do you think? Big Wheels going to get the FTW Championship here?
No. Tony Khan, every once in a while, he'll have someone lose in their hometown. I don't think Hook is going to lose here. I think you're going to see a separation of church and state eventually, with Wheeler sticking more to Ring of Honor, much to Kimmy's delight, even though it is the pure title, much to Kimmy's chagrin. So I know, look up the word chagrin.
Oh, thank you. Can you tell me how to spell it later?
No. So Hook's got to win here, and here's why: because Hook needs to advance, and he is just kind of the same thing over and over. And I think we need to have him move forward, because he is very talented, and he's shown that he can sell, he could do different things. I mean, they did the same thing with his dad in ECW. He did the same thing for a long time, and then he evolved. And I think this is a 2024 will be the year of Hook's evolution. Wheeler Yuta is great. They'll figure out for something for him to do in 2024. Probably another rivalry with Shibata, I hope, because I just can't get enough of that. So on Ring of Honor television, of course, that'll happen. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Okay, just because Honor Club twice has had technical difficulties does not mean that we don't exist.
I mean, I subscribe to Honor Club now, Kimmy,
I
so
know.
please.
I was so proud of you. I was like screaming in my house.
Oh boy. Well, Kimmy, while we got you, what do you think about this one? Hook retaining
Well,
here?
of course we have a Ring of Honor like champion defend like not defending, but like wrestling on an AEW pay-per-view, because why not, right? So Hook's obviously gonna win in his hometown, but again, like, can we separate? You're two different companies. Let's stick it that way.
Okay. Fair enough. Real quick in the chat, Totowa Tom, the head honcho over in Totowa, New Jersey, always first in line for busted open events. He's always first in line for everything. With this simple comment, Bill, you like this? His comment is chagrin. I think that's a great comment. Bill always with the great vocabulary. That's why he's here. Jeffrey T. Fountain in the chat saying, Hook wins on this one. Kelvin, you agree with Jeffrey here?
But he's at home. I think it's a very good opponent for him in Yuta to showcase his technical ability, because Hook is technical, and I think he will be the one to bring it out of Hook. And I do think this is a stepping stone, not really to downgrade what Yuta does because he's excellent, but I do think this will be a step off point for Hook in this match.
Yeah,
I'm gonna agree with Bill.
Yeah, I like all you guys kind of said the same thing. You got me thinking here. This is why I let you all go, because I'm sitting here thinking, I think, you know, Hook's going to retain here. But like Bill was kind of saying, we're seeing this evolution of Hook, which I'm excited to see. And I think Yuta might be the perfect opponent to kind of see what he does. And then, Kelvin, you mentioned the home field advantage as well. So I'll go Hook as well. Going with the safe pick here, the smart money, I think, is on Hook. Now, Kimmy, do we have competitors in this 20-man battle royale?
Nope, but I have a winner.
Can anyone
guess it? No, it's not him. No.
Oh, I know it was her.
Just want to get the juke. I'll...
Oh, wait.
Well, he's not.
No.
I just want
to.
No. Let's go.
No. Okay, so Daniel Garcia is going to win because the man got his first 3 points in the Continental Classic, and why not? Daniel Garcia.
Ooh, that's not a bad pick.
Said that. When you said that, my mind went Daniel Garcia. It's New York. He's in the Battle Royal. He comes out. I got to go with him too, man.
And then Bill, oh my God, can you imagine I get to talk to him on the scrum?
You would. He just shot you out. Yeah, he'd be like, hey, what's up, Kimmy?
He would. He told me he would. I wouldn't melt because it would be pretty early on in the scrum. But he did say that, like, if I got to talk to him on the scrum, he would, like, say my name and stuff. So it's got to happen. Just saying.
She went to K Jewelers. We'll have the proposal. That'll be an amazing moment at the media scrum. I'm here for it, Kimmy. I do want to copy and paste, but I wish I knew who was in this. I want to go. Like,
Daniel's not even in this, and we're just like making this up.
Yeah, I mean, you could pick anybody. If you pick Serpentico, it's a bad pick. But I mean, like,
so it's for the TNT. The winner gets a shot at the TNT championship.
TNT title shot, anytime, anywhere.
Kill switch.
So Luchasaurus.
Yeah, Luchasaurus. Okay. Okay. Bill, what do you got?
Brody King.
It's a good pick. That's the one. You're right.
I like that. Right. I hate that I like that.
Originally was thinking Wardlow, but I think that'll come to fruition later.
Okay.
His appearance, his manifestation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay, good stuff, guys. Yeah, I wish we had competitors for this.
Oh, Kelvin, you didn't pick it.
Oh, no, I went with Daniel Garcia.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. I think Kimmy just needed to hear it again, just hear the name.
I did. Yeah. I had the boost of ego and confidence that Daniel's going to win, and then I'll tweet it like I told everybody.
Okay, can I? I'll take over Rob's show for a second. It's 20-man. Is there any, like, surprise, like, cameo appearances that happen in here? Because usually
Ziggles.
What do you call them? Ziggles.
Do you think he shows up to get thrown out of a battle royal?
Yep, because Daniel Garcia has to win.
He's here to show the world, Bill. You know, come on.
I say Rob Van Dam.
Oh, that's good. You got. I feel. I just like, why not prepared? Oh my gosh, I'm unprepared for this. People saying Bully Ray, but don't get Phil started. For the win,
sweetheart, do you want me to book you a finish?
Oh boy,
guy who's at my Christmas party every year.
Oh boy, because he's a Bill Bodkin fan. Let's be real. Miguel in the chat saying. Ethan Page, I think, is a strong pick to be the winner of that battle royal. Yeah, okay. I think that's a great pick. Really,
Ethan Page has been killing it lately.
Yes, he has.
Yeah, for sure. A great interview with CVV as well lately. Tommy Dreamer, I'd be here for that. That'd be awesome. To see
that's
Tommy
not
show.
Happening.
I'd love that, but no.
No. All right. Well, I like the idea.
He's got it. I just can't. If he wasn't a champion at Impact, I maybe like a 10% chance, but. Out with that.
Fair enough. All right. Total with Tom in the chat. RVD could happen because some indie stuff going on. Okay. RVD could happen because he had some cancellations. I'll put it that way. He had some cancellations this weekend. Okay. I think that's a really fair assessment. Was supposed to be in the area. So that's a great point, Total with Tom, for sure. Well said. Let's go. Kelvin, what match would you want to start with, man? Anything you got your eye on this one? I'll let you pick.
Not sure how this card is going to go.
Yeah.
Let's start with Swerve and Keith Lee.
I literally highlighted it as you said that, man. Because we're looking forward to it, right?
Yeah. I think what happened tonight was an excellent swerve, so to speak, to mm-hmm. where we needed to go. And it's like these stories almost intertwined without even trying. It's like they long-term storytold it, came up with the tournament, but Keith Lee has been chasing him this entire time. I like how it played out tonight, actually. I was kind of upset that Swerve did not win this match tonight because I really wanted him to win the Continental Classic. Not mad at where we're going with it, especially with Kingston and Moxley. I think that's the better story of the two. But you gave me something to fall back on with Keith Lee and Swerve. So I'm interested to see what happens in this match, honestly.
Yeah, it should be a really, really good one. I want to let Bill go before me. I feel like we might be on the same page. Bill, do you swerve when you drive?
I mean, no, I don't. I've always been a very competent driver. My Jameson sponsorship never interfered with my driving. No, seriously. I am not disappointed that Swerve didn't win the Continental Classic, and here's why. Because I honestly think he will win the world championship at some point in 2024. As long as they keep the foot on the gas with him. And I think you have to keep it on him by having him win here. But what they've been doing with Keith Lee is they've really been like slowly but surely rebuilding him. Like, we had him as a tag team wrestler, then it's been the stop start stuff. I think ever since Wrestle Dream, where we had that multi-person tag match, which, please do that again. It was so much fun to watch. Like, and Kimmy will love this, when I saw Athena trying to fight the guys and like everyone's getting involved, I thought it was a fun, unique type of style match. Love to see it again. But regardless, Keith Lee's been, they've slowly rebuilt him. And I think no matter who wins the match, we're going to have both guys coming out really strong. Now, what you have to do is you have to figure out what lane you're going to put Keith Lee in, because like, do you keep him in Ring of Honor as someone who's a name who could challenge for the world title? Can you or the Triple Crown? Do you do that? And I think you have to like kind of delineate where these two guys end up, because you can't have them always running side by side, because it's like, well, they're going to fight again. But I do think Swerve's going to come out on top of this, because I don't think a loss would kill him here, but I think you want to keep him hot because he is one of the best wrestlers in AEW right now.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Really well said. And Kimmy, I'm going to let you go first. Ref Taylor Reed in the chat saying Swerve, a lot of Swerve's, whose house, Swerve's house in the chat. Miguel in the chat saying, I pick Swerve, but does he win clean, Kimmy?
Yeah, he does. I don't swerve when I drive, though, so that's a story for another day. So obviously Swerve's going to win, because he's probably going to win the title at like Revolution or Double or Nothing. So why have him lose here? If he loses here, it hurts him. So Swerve's going to win.
Okay. Yeah, I think Swerve for sure. He needs that big win. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, he did not get pinned tonight.
No, he did not. Pinned Jay White.
Yes. Okay. I think that's the right call right there. Guys in the chat, make sure to share the stream. Let us know who you got for these matches. Kelvin, I'll kind of agree with you and disagree with you at the same time. I think this is going to be an awesome match, man. Like, come on, dude.
Sure.
I think our match of the year last year, the year before, was the Acclaim versus Swerve and Keith Lee. I think it was last year or the year before. It was two. Okay. But what a match.
No, it was last year.
It was. Okay. Great match. I mean, I think they should have called it in the ring and had the Acclaim one. I think that was the Chicago one. I forget which paper.
Oh, yeah.
All last. Yeah. But anyway, I digress. But what a great match. These two were great as a tag team. I want to see them face off again. Like, this is going to be really good. It felt to me like, I know we're connecting the dots. I know we got 3-4 different shows, however you want to count it. For me, it was very like, oh, like I lost. But like, hey, like Keith Lee, you guys had a thing. And like, you know, he's kind of like talking about you. And oh, here's the contract. Like, it's so to me, like Bill said, late homework. That's what I was kind of thinking. That being said, I think the match is going to be fantastic. The story's already there, but I would have liked to see it. I'm not to say it hasn't played out already, but I would have liked to see it. Maybe just a slower burn or slower build.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's built over a year. If you think about it, like Swerve
indirect. Right.
Swerve took him out a year ago in Texas, And then he's been doing this. I'm coming after him. And they thought it was Shane Taylor. They thought it was Brian Cage. They thought it was I don't know if they thought it was someone else, but like I know at least those two. And then he brings out the brick that he the cement the cinder block he got stomped with. He
Forgot
said,
about that.
1 year ago in this building at this time, I was taken out by my friend. I want him at the pay-per-view. When I say he handed a lot of homework has been handed in late, they booked these matches at the last second.
Okay.
Right.
But like this, like Andrade and Miro and others have been actually playing out over the past few weeks, if not months. It's just they finally just pulled the trigger on the booking
Right. Okay.
of it.
I think you said that perfectly. And Jeffrey in the chat, echoing what you said, Bill, it's been a slow burn for a year, almost like indirectly. And you know what? I do kind of like that. You know, what did Bill call it? Like the modern booking or the modern work or whatever he called it. But I kind of like the indirect, you know, like they don't have to interact every week or, you know, someone doesn't have to appear on a Tron. Like, I think that's interesting, and I think you guys made me you explained it to me better, so I'm a little bit more invested. I mean, I'm already invested in the match itself. This could be a show
Oh,
stealer.
yeah.
I mean,
Yeah.
are we all in agreement that, I mean, not to digress here, but Swerve versus Hangman is my match of the year. That's my personal match of the year.
Nope.
Oh,
No.
no question.
Okay, Calvin's with me.
Well, what would it be then? Seth Rollins versus
No, actually, it's Athena versus Billy Starks in
Nice
the
demolition.
longest Ring of Honor women's match ever.
That was a
History.
great match, but oh man, I thought Willow versus Athena was better than
I
that
did
match.
too. I agree. I hate it when people use the argument the length of the match. Because I've seen some really long matches. Like, oh, this is amazing. I'm like, the amount of stalling and like I
Rob,
understand.
are you you're not a fan of length arguments?
I don't know where you're going with this, but.
It's a dick joke.
Oh,
I got
no.
it.
Oh,
I
come
got
on.
it.
Well,
Nope.
good night,
Everyone
everybody.
got
Thanks for
it.
coming on. But like I've seen like hour-long
That
competitions.
wasn't why it's my match of the year. The whole
Yeah.
story played out
No,
within the entire
No,
match.
and just the bullet point, not that being your overall consensus. And I think, and Kimmy, first of all, I think that's a great pick. There's no wrong answer. It's an opinion
Of
question for
course
sure.
not. Never is.
For
My
me,
opinion's always right, though.
oh, here we
yeah,
go.
your vacuum backs you up in the
Okay, you know what? I was doing stuff before. I didn't have time to arrange the room, Bill.
Oh yeah, there is a vacuum. Sponsored by Hoover. Thanks, Hoover. Give us a call on the
It's
VC.
about somewhere
Trying to
Bissell's
figure out
like,
what that was this
yeah,
whole time.
It was a
somewhere
vacuum
Bissell's
cleaner.
like, that's our fucking vacuum, I'm not Hoover.
Oh boy. All right, we're way off the rails already, right on schedule. Where we get did everyone get a pick on this one?
Yes.
Did you
Yeah.
pick?
You know he's just copying
Swerve
this.
is
Oh,
red
yeah,
hot.
okay. It doesn't
Yeah.
count.
Swerve is red hot. I think it would be a major
So
disservice.
what
'Cause,
I said, okay, next one.
yeah, and to Bill's point, it made sense that he lost here, though. This was the right place for him to lose, for sure.
Right.
Let's go with Big Bill, Ricky Starks, Powerhouse Hobbs, and Kyle Fletcher taking on Chris Jericho, Sammy Guevara returning, Sting, and Darby Allin. They got them all on the show. I'm not a fan of like just I like Sammy coming back. I will say this. I like Sammy coming back. I think it was the right move to make. I like him better as a babyface personally. I think it was the right move. You know, just all the love for him and his family. What's going on having the baby. It's so cool to see. Kimmy, you've worked with him at or you've seen him at conventions like
I have
very,
worked with him.
you've worked with him at conventions
I've
to
had to yell at him, so
Oh, well, you're taking it another direction. Well, so he should be heel. No,
yes.
but I lost my train of thought. So he is like very popular at the conventions. Like fans love him. I think babyface is the right way to go. I think it makes a lot of sense after everything that happened. And I think given the concerns, first of all, Kenny Omega, get well, man. All the best from all of us for sure, man. Can't wait to see you back. I think Guevara being with Jericho, it makes sense given the circumstance. Given the circumstances, I think it's the right way to go. You know, when the lights went out, it's like, all right, well, we're gonna get Sting here. This is gonna be a good, fun match. It's just not my cup of tea when everyone's just kind of put together. I would probably rather see the titles be defended, I think. But I'm gonna go babyfaces because Sting never lost, right, Bill?
That was
Nope.
my stat. You're
Yeah.
horrible. Unbelievable.
That's
Used to
that's
that.
true. That's true, Rob.
Team Sting in the chat.
I am not a fan of this match.
Me neither.
because I look at this and I'm just like, man, you're going to have the heels lose. And it's just like, you literally had Sammy Guevara come out there and say, no one remembers the Don Callis family because it's just about Don Callis, so you're going to have them lose. Like, that doesn't make a lot of sense. And the last time we saw the Don Callis family wrestle, they lost to Chris Jericho and company. I would have rather this had been, he's announced he was injured, was Kota Ibushi comes in and it's going to be Ibushi and Jericho versus Big Bill and Ricky Starks, but he like broke his hand or something like that, so he can't wrestle. I thought they would go Daniel Garcia here because there is legit, and not just because Kimmy wants to be right, is because there is a story that was built in where Don Callis was, he was like, oh, we can't touch Daniel Garcia. He's a top guy. And I would have been like, yeah, he's money. That's right. That's what he was. Thank you, Kimmy. And Kimmy remembers all the details. I'm just old and forget everything. So I think that would have worked better, especially with Garcia with his momentum. And I wouldn't mind seeing Garcia and Jericho win the match. But now that you've added all these elements, Sting has to win. He's on the road to retirement. So this will be fun, but I think they just needed a placeholder to get past the Golden Jets injury. And I think they just got to move on with everyone going forward. And I actually hate Sammy Guevara as a babyface. I think he's a wonderful heel because everyone wants to boo him, and we saw him as a babyface and people just didn't buy it.
Fair enough. Kevin, what do you got on this one?
I'm going to stay on the train of I don't like this match, but it's always these matches at AEW shows that seem to deliver for whatever reason. When they just throw a match together, it comes out when it's time to go, they all put in major work. So this may be a sleeper pick of the night. I do agree that Darby, Sting, and this whole retirement thing that they got going on, I think that's going to carry the match and they'll come out victorious. That being said, I think the Don Callis family, you have way too much talent in that faction to just lose. I need to see them dominant, especially Takeshita and Hobbs. You have them as a pairing. It speaks dominance. I don't like watching these guys lose, but it's going to be hard for me to say, okay, Sting is getting ready to retire in March, so let's have him lose in this match. I don't think they'll go that route, but again, I don't like it, but I do think it's going to be a good match, a sleeper good match.
Good stuff, Kelvin. You'll be back for sure, man. What hell of a debut so far, man. And I think you said that perfectly, man. That's something I always, like, just statistically speaking, just watching some of these, like, last-minute bookings or storylines that I'm not really feeling, and then they get in the ring, and I'm just like, wow, you know, like, really, really good. So I think that's a very important point you bring up. In the chat, we see Team Sting. Jeffrey in the chat saying they won't let Sting lose just before his retirement. Yeah, I think we all agree on that one. And Steve Jordan in the chat saying happy holidays, everyone. Happy holidays, Steve. Happy New Year coming up, man. Hope you had a good holiday. Kimmy, Sting ain't losing.
No, and you know what they're going to do, because I'm going to be in the crowd? Kyle Fletcher's going to get the pin because he just won the TV title in Ring of Honor.
Tony Khan, he's just like, is Kimmy attending?
Oh, he's going to take the pin.
Yeah.
I see.
I'm going to be there, and you're going to take all the momentum from my TV champion.
I'm going, who's he going to pin? Yeah, I got you. He's going to take. I understand what you're saying. Yeah, I think that's actually a very safe bet, Kimmy.
That's horrible. I didn't want you all to agree with me. I wanted you all to say that I was wrong, and it was going to be Hobbs. This sucks.
They're not pinning Hobbs.
That would be a huge win for Hobbs. But yeah, I think it just... For Sting to lose here, and again, this match just kind of came together last minute, but I think Sting's going to win. We'll find out on Saturday for sure. Let's talk about Miro versus Andrade El Idolo. Interesting story. We obviously know the connection.
Probably it's been building on Collision.
Yeah, it has been. Probably
Collision's
been
great.
Probably going to be a really, really good match, right, Kimmy?
If you'd like to say so.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay, who's winning then?
Well, CJ is going to turn her back on Andrade and go back with her mans, so her and Miro can dominate AEW together. So Miro's going to win.
Yeah, interesting pairing for sure. And that makes a lot of sense. It almost seems too obvious. Bill, you think the same thing here?
Yeah. Miro doesn't like to lose, so I think he's going to win here. I think Andrade has been on his best run in AEW, bar none. The Continental Classic's been fantastic. It is interesting to see, because his contract apparently is coming up, although Kimmy, I'm sure, has dirt on everything and knows when everyone's deal is up and who's signed and who's not signed or whatever. But it's interesting to see if he loses, when he probably will lose here, if this is the last time we do see Andrade in AEW.
Wait, say that again? That last part again?
Yeah, because we don't know when his deal is up in 2024, so I wonder if this is the last time we see Andrade in AEW. He's doing some dates in Mexico, so he might be just getting that in before he re-signs with WWE, and wow, wouldn't it be wild if he re-debuted at the Royal Rumble, where so many people re-debut.
Makes a lot of sense. Interesting. I think that might be a good fit for him, although I think that... he was a heavy favorite, I thought, to win this Continental Classic thing for sure. I thought he...
What Continental Classic bracket were you looking at that he was a favorite?
Well, I meant from the get-go.
From the onset.
Yeah, from the onset, rather, not from the...
I mean, I'm just going to say I called Eddie Kingston versus John Moxley.
Did you really?
Podcast. I kind of did, like, kind of like my women's War Games prediction a few years ago. You know, you're welcome.
All right. Hey, man, did anyone just bring the flowers?
Just making history.
Give Bill his flowers here. Kelvin, we're going off the rails. Reel us in, man. What do you got on this?
I got to go left on this one. I think Andrade gets this done, honestly. Okay. I think they did a decent job of building him up and showcasing him in the Continental Classic. He didn't win, but he looked very strong.
Yeah, man.
In the Continental Classic. So I do think him and Miro, that story that they have brewing up, I think for the sake of the story, Andrade has to come out on top. And that's because CJ is looking for Miro to be something different than what he is, and he isn't there yet. So I think for the sake of that storyline, Andrade comes out of it, and we probably get something before Andrade decides he wants to leave. Because, again, we don't know when his contract is up, but I do think that story needs a little bit more before they finish it, and he eventually splits.
I don't mind that. I would love to see those guys go into like a huge bloodbath of a match. I think that'd be great.
Please and thank you.
Yeah, good stuff. Kelvin, are you the Miz? Because you came to play tonight in your debut.
That was horrible. That's fair.
And five people just logged off. Miguel in the chat saying, I like Kimmy's.
Mentally, I logged off on that comment.
Yeah, that's fair. Miguel saying, I like Kimmy's choice on this one. Jeffrey saying, Andrade is going back to WWE. LWO, and Mike Mueller in the chat saying, Andrade es mi ídolo. So good stuff there. Thank you guys.
That thirsty son of a bitch. Always coming in there saying stuff like that.
Let's, guys, again, share the stream. Let us know in the chat who you got AEW World's End this Saturday. And we got, let's go TBS Championship. Julia Hart, who has been killing it, versus Abaddon. I'm here for this. I think sometimes when you get like these new champions, even on the independents, you kind of see like, all right, like who are they going to have a long reign? Like who are they going to run through, or like who's going to be the next challenger? I like what they're doing with Abaddon. I think this is awesome. We saw Thunder Rosa come into the fold as well. I think this is good. I think this is the right fit. I think this is perfect right now for Julia to start defending her title a little bit more. So I mean, it's got to be Julia. It's got to be Julia, Kimmy.
I mean, I'm just happy this match is not Julia Hart versus Thunder Rosa. The wrestling gods were on my side for this one, guys. Thank God. But I will say, Rob, I don't know if you know this, but Julia Hart actually won the New York Post Female Breakout Wrestler of the Year this week, which is why Julia Hart's going to win. Duh. I'm just backing you up with facts.
I like facts.
I know you do.
Yeah, what was the outlet? Was it the New York Post?
New York Post.
That's awesome. That's really cool. I'm trying to think if like who would be a better pick. I think Julia for sure, 100%, and she's going to win. No doubt. Kelvin, what do you got?
I mean, yeah, because I just said it.
Oh, boy.
Weak a shot.
I'm going to lead with this. Minnesota produces great professional wrestlers. They really do. And Julia Hart is the latest in the long line of great wrestlers that come from Minnesota. I think she gets it done. I am an Abaddon fan. I have been pushing for Abaddon to be showcased, and they finally gave me her something outside of Halloween. So I am ecstatic that she's in this match. Honestly, I think it's going to be a great match, but I think Julia Hart gets this done.
Yeah, really, really well said, man. This guy's definitely coming back. This guy's killing it, Bill. What do you got?
Don't bet against the House of Black on this show. I mean, I think Julia Hart definitely wins here. And it's leading to, I'm sorry, Kimmy, it's going to lead to Thunder Rosa versus Julia Hart, because that'll probably be your match at Revolution.
No, don't say that.
Guess what? Just did.
No, because that means it's going to happen, and then I'm going to get media, and then I'm going to have to ask that girl a question, and it's going to be your fault.
Well, I don't care. Whatever, man. You work that out in the wash, man. But I'm just saying that, I think this, I'm glad, like Kelvin said, like, I'm glad Abaddon got a shot and they did something with her. That's just something. And it gives a new wrinkle to the women's division, a division that is a short bench and oft injured, which sucks. So I'm glad she got there's something going on here. And it looks like hopefully we'll have something going on with Statlander and people happening at a pre-show match. Because Long Island should gotta have them.
In the chat, and this is the next t-shirt coming out, simply, Bill is correct on this one. I like it.
Yeah. I'll send you my office's address. You can ship them all extra larges.
We'll send him a couple shirts for sure.
Yeah.
Timeless Toni Storm defending her championship with Luther, of course, versus Rio. I have opinions on this. So I'm going to throw it to you first, Bill.
Let me hear your opinions on how much you hate this match, probably.
I don't hate it.
Oh, but you don't like it. But you don't
I don't love
it. I'm just going to make you say what your opinion is so we can argue like a good podcast would.
That's fair.
What don't you like about this? And it's like, also, do you hate Christmas? Do you kick a kitten when you see it? Please tell me what's wrong with this match. Hurt you? I mean, I know the answer, who hurt you?
A lot of times, there's like, it's always like that first champion. Like she was the first champ, AEW Women's Champion, correct?
Correct.
I feel a lot of times, I think of wrestling throughout, but in this company as well, she's usually like up early to do challenge for the championship.
She is in Japan.
No, years. Over the years.
She often is an early challenger.
That's
for people.
Right. That's that's my point.
Well, you got to pass the Riho test, man.
Exactly. Exactly. I think that's what I'm saying. I think it's just a very safe. It's there. It's going to be an awesome match. I'm just like, I don't know how invested I am, I guess, is what I want to say. Tony's going to win.
Here's why I'm invested in this match, because we've seen an evolution in Riho. Like, her outfit has changed. Like, her style has changed. And guess what? People still really, really love her. And like, there's this whole meme culture about her where she's just like, it's just like, oh my God, who's going to be like the unbeatable monster? Send in Riho. You know, it's her with a pipe. And it just works. But she's great. And that's the thing. It's just like, they don't have her enough to make, I think, audiences like be like, oh, you know, she's like a regular. But I think that's what makes her great as a special attraction. She's their Jushin Thunder Liger. Like, when WCW would bring him in, it'd be like, oh shit, they brought in Liger for the cruiserweight title to fight Rey Mysterio or fight Eddie Guerrero or Chris Jericho. It's just like, oh shit, here's Rio, who has fought Toni Storm before, his team with Toni Storm before, I'm pretty sure. So this will be a great match, and I think Timeless Toni Storm is hilarious. My daughter thinks it's the funniest thing, except when she says, Dad, she goes in black and white and like she's in a movie from the 1990s. I'm like, I said, try the 1930s or 40s. And I said, Dad was alive in the 90s and it was color back then. She's like, oh, I knew it was old. And I'm like, cuts like the knife, kid. But I think Timeless Toni Storm is great. I don't, the Mariah May thing will eventually play out where they eventually feud. But I'm hoping something happens after this. Like, we have like Rio
loses to Timeless Toni Storm, and then someone comes out to challenge her. If it's Britt, I'd love to see a returning Jamie Hayter, just someone new, a new face that's going to come in. I'm not going to say Mercedes because I think that's, I've said that for 7 friggin' months and it's never happened. I think that ship is probably sailing by. So it is, she'll go back to WWE. Congratulations, you had all 4 friggin' matches outside of that company. I hope you're happy. But yeah, I just, we got to have someone new show up at the end. Just can't be like, okay, well, she'll fight Statlander again. You know, we just can't do that. You know, I think we move on from there. So, but this is going to be like this, a sleeper match for sure.
Yeah, I think that's a great assessment. And that's very fair because I'm sitting here picking my brain. All right, like if that's my point, where else do you go? Who do you go with? You don't want to go with some of the same people. Thunder Rosa? I know different shows yada. No.
She's going to do, I think she goes there, have her with Julia.
Okay.
I think that's where they're squaring that off.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And it makes sense, right? They're doing that. I'm just saying, who would I pick?
Do you want a death match? Again, I'm just, ooh, all my AEW feuds end in blood.
Interesting.
I know it says a lot about me, but that's
that's actually interesting. In the chat, a couple people saying Riho to win. Awesome. Okay, so there is a lot of investment there. I apologize. Wow, that's awesome. People in the chat saying I miss Jamie Hayter. Yeah, that would be cool to, you know, obviously injury. That'd be cool to see Jamie Hayter back in the mix. Get well for sure. Welcome Randy in the chat. Kelvin, what do you got on this one, bro?
To the chat, I want to tell you all, God bless you, but there's no way Riho wins this match. There's no way. Toni Storm is too hot right now to take a loss, especially with the title on the line. I think she gets this done. Afterwards, I know they're trying to set up this Mariah May thing. I know they are. And I think that's the way that they should go eventually, like the Mickie James, Trish Stratus route. Yep. With that. Just let it play out over time. Immediately afterwards, I would love to see somebody like Jamie Hayter come back and challenge for that title, because she should be the person still holding this title bar injury, you know? So I'd love to see her come back, get a crack at it, keep Thunder Rosa away from that title picture, because it just complicates things. Let her go after Julia Hart. I think that'll be something great for her, coming back, getting her feet wet, do that whole thing. Stay away from Toni Storm for right now. That's not your lane right now. Although the story that I want to see, give it to me, AEW, please, when it happens, is Britt Baker versus Thunder Rosa. We can go that route all day long. Take my money. But for right now, just let Riho put on a banger with Toni Storm, and then let the smoke clear and see where we go from there. But I do think Toni gets this done.
Man, that match could just be like them standing across the ring from each other, just doing passive aggressive subtweets into an yes. Out, like just on a screen, and everyone's like, oh shit. Just imagine that, like a whole arena is just like, oh shit.
Yes.
Oh, I'm like, oh, double syringe emoji.
No,
it's a new girl joke.
Great show. Kimmy, what do you got?
I mean, I miss my friend on TV. Rob, do you miss my friend on TV?
I do. Oh wait, well, she's, don't forget, she's been on TV all these weeks because Britt Baker's
the
devil.
She's not the
Britt Baker's
damn
devil.
LaGreca
figured
right
it
now.
Out.
She's not the devil.
They had
LaGreca
to pivot.
Is wrong. She's not the devil.
Look, you see? Okay, all
right. I'm telling you that right now. She's not the devil, okay?
Hi.
Anyway, yeah, I miss my friend on TV, and I damn well hope she comes back at the end, because, again, I will be there, so I'll get to see her return. That'd be really cool for me. But, yeah, Toni Storm's obviously going to win, and don't worry, when that Thunder Rosa Britt Baker match happens, I got to be there, just because. It just makes sense.
Okay, and Randy...
like, Revolution, oh my god, Bill, that should be the match. Thunder and Britt. At Revolution.
Okay.
Oh.
Something.
No one complained. It's always, I mean, it is magic in the ring. That was our match of the year 2-3 years ago, whatever it was.
That
for
was
sure.
2 years ago, sir.
That was two? All right, awesome. Randy,
you're
in the
welcome.
Chat.
I remember everything.
So happy to see Thunder Rosa back. She is such a sweetheart. All right, let's go to our next match, which is going to be, where are we going to go? What do
you
we
have
got?
3 left. Pick one.
Kingston versus Moxley. Let's go there. Bill, you called it. I'll throw it to you first, man. Loved the promo. I think, and I love Kingston, like, best promo on the indies way back when. Love the stuff in Evolve with the Unwanted. Dude, I feel like he's such a good promo that sometimes, like, I'm not going to say he phones it in because he's always great, but sometimes, like, I think my expectations are just so high on every promo, and he's just so good at it that I was like, oh, I want more, I want more. And, like, this promo, man, like, I, even just the way he pulled the microphone, like, they didn't have two microphones. He pulls the microphone literally out of Moxley's hand, man. I was so invested. I feel like the best feuds come from real life, man. And I feel like there's a lot of realism, a lot of personal relationships there. Mentions quitting, you know, thinking about quitting AEW, this and that. Oh, man. Oh, man, dude. I love this, man. I want Eddie to win here. I'm rooting for Eddie. Bill, what do you got on this?
I think Eddie Kingston wins the match. I think the smart money is to have the guy who is the Ring of Honor champion, who's the New Japan Strong Champion, and who represents AEW. He walks in three worlds. You know, he really does, and he's one of the few people who can do it and do it with credibility. It doesn't feel like a special guest appearance from this person. If John Moxley wrestled on Ring of Honor, no offense, Kimmy, but it would feel like a cameo. It would feel like a special guest appearance. New Japan, he's like that. He's a freelancer. He shows up when he shows up. Eddie Kingston was in G1 this year. Eddie Kingston's on New Japan Strong shows. Eddie Kingston is in a Ring of Honor, semi-regular guy in Ring of Honor, and he has been there multiple times before in that. I remember booing him out of the Hammerstein Ballroom one time. And he is on AEW television. He could show up wherever he is, and he's super over. And it kind of was his idea to do the Triple Crown. And I think, like, if there's anyone who deserves to win the Triple Crown, I feel like his win at Grand Slam when he beat Claudio for the RH title, I thought it was really good. But I feel like this will be the ultimate defining big moment of Eddie's career. And he deserves to win it because the whole narrative on Eddie is you're a bum who can't win. You can only run that song. You can only play that song so many times. So I think Eddie is going to win. And I think this should be the main event. I think this should be the main event of the whole show. MJF and Samoa Joe will be good. The devil reveal will be probably hated by half the people that are there or loved by half the people. So why not end the show with the strongest, with what is AEW's biggest strength? Wrestling. Those two guys wrestling. Then, like, but before that, midway through the show, it's like a promo from Moxley. A live promo from Eddie. Get the people fired up. That's what you get. And that should be the main event. Eddie Kingston should undoubtedly win in New York. Nah.
Good stuff. Bill, you're killing it tonight, man. You're killing it, bro.
I should just not sleep and come on these podcasts. I have great ideas.
You're on fire. I'm just scrolling back on the chat. One sec real quick. DMD versus Thunder, hush up, take all my human monies. Yeah, for sure. Kingston all day. This will be a banger. Miguel in the chat saying, I want Eddie, but maybe Mox wins because he didn't get a good run with the international title. Bernie in the chat saying, congrats to Gunther and his family on the birth of their son. Yeah, yep. Congrats to the IC champion, Gunther, on that. So happy for you guys. Tom Melee saying, you have to end with MJF and Long Island for sure. Smart money, but this, I mean, you could see how excited I got for this match. And based on, we just found out what the match was going to be tonight, and we had that promo, man. It's that emotional investment. I'm super excited. Kimmy, you?
Sure. I mean, I'd like a Ring of Honor champion. I know I'm the only one who would like a Ring of Honor champion here. So just because I want a champion on my programming that all of five people watch, let's put it on Eddie Kingston. Because again, I want a champion on my programming. Is it that hard? Our TV title, or yeah, our TV title's being defended Friday on Rampage. Shock? No. Our champions don't show up.
Oh, boy.
Game ridiculous.
Well,
wait till that scrum Saturday. I have some questions for Tony Khan.
Oh, Kimmy's going to cut a promo. Calvin, what do you got?
I'm not.
What we got tonight was so riveting. I am wholly invested in what happens in this match. I want Eddie Kingston to win, which is why I think he probably won't. Because there is a lot of emotional investment. And I think it hurts more if he doesn't win. And it'll make me root for him more to win the big one because he hasn't. But I could be wrong. I want him to win this match. I really do. I just don't think, and especially with Jon Moxley at the helm of this match, and that's his like friend slash arch rival. I think for emotional heartbreak, you have to go with Jon Moxley. If the payoff is Eddie Kingston wins the big one down the road, that's his hard times. So I think the smart money is Kingston losing. Although, Kimmy, I do watch ROH.
Oh, thank you. One of five people.
Oh,
I watch ROH, and I do know that he has been representing really hard for ROH. He is a champion.
No,
he hasn't. Yes, he has. He has defended that belt. He is a world champion.
Did he defend it on Final Battle?
Yeah, didn't he fight friggin'...
That was not a championship match. That was a Proving Grounds match. And if his opponent would have won, then he would have gotten a title match. So, no, he did not defend his title on the goddamn pay-per-view.
He's a fighting
champion. No, he's
not. He's a fighting champion.
He'd be there every week if he was a fighting champion.
I want you to have this sort of bravado when Eddie Kingston, with the two lines cutting his eyebrow, coming out there talking about his mother and God. And you saying to him, you're not a fighting champion. Want you to say that at the media scrum.
I mean, I don't really want that because I don't think that would work good for you and I together.
I mean, I'm just saying, if you're feeling brave, partner, I mean, just go for it. Because I think he does represent Ring of Honor, in my opinion. I know you don't.
He does. He actually does. He is a world champion.
He's better than a tag team champion.
Exactly. He goes around the world.
You know what? You know who's the best champion on the program? The one that's there every week. Athena.
I agree with you there.
Oh yeah.
There's no disagreement there. She does the Lord's work for us.
Her back is breaking because she's carrying that show on her damn back.
They had to create
a new title because no one could beat her.
Fair enough. Yes, I'll put it this way. January 1st, guys, again, BCP 500 for Mania Club. The voting for the women's wrestler of 2023 was very, very interesting. So, very interesting.
Oh,
Athena,
poor
heavy
Rob's
favorite.
Messages.
Yes. Oh, gosh. I'm a stats guy. I'll put it that way. I take everything.
Vote for my girlfriend, please.
that's literally my job in life. Real quick, let's catch up on the chat here. Just went away. I will be watching, Tom says, I'll be watching Dallas Cowboys on Lions Saturday night instead. Why are you watching the Cowboys, bro? Let's go. The Giants are limited.
Right, first off, yeah. Let's talk about how good your Cowboys are.
No, don't do it.
They're not. They're awful. The worst.
Maybe he's a Lions fan. Maybe he's a Lions fan.
No, he'd say he led with the Cowboys.
Okay.
Probably not.
All right, well, Toto with Tom, dude, do your thing, man.
From Toto, and you root for the
wait, no.
You root for the Cowboys?
No, you know what? I'm sorry. Toto with Tom is a Jets fan, and I am very sorry. He is a Jets fan because he writes the Jets pieces on our. This is Toto with Tom in the chat here. I think he's just watching some football instead, man. But let's go Giants next year.
You don't pick Dallas Tom, over Tommy wrestling. Come on.
Wait, Tom, you're a Cowboys fan since 1978? What's happening?
I'm sorry, Tom.
His wife is a Jets fan.
You must be stressed.
Your wife is
smart. He's a smart man. Yeah. And he covers the team. What a guy. All right.
Don't ever listen to my football podcast, and you'll find out how I really feel about the Cowboys.
All right. Kimmy, is this where I have two matches left, and I think it's one?
Two matches. There are two title matches. Wait, one's a no DQ, and one's the main event.
I got it.
Yes, Bill.
Please, Bill.
Aren't they going to probably add FTR and House of Black?
Probably, but it's not added yet, so it doesn't count.
I'll just go bald and beard for that one.
Okay.
Call them that going forward?
The internet already does.
Is that a thing?
I'm just saying it, yes.
Love it. Yeah.
I think Danhausen came up with that, honestly.
There you go. That's a very Danhausen thing. No DQ match for the TNT Championship, Christian Cage versus Adam Copeland. where do we go here? Do we have a new champion here, Kelvin?
Yes, we do. And this is about comeuppance. And I don't think Edge has been victorious in AEW over Christian Cage yet. So I think this is where they finally pull that trigger. He goes over. That's just my honest assessment. Christian has been the perfect jerk. And Edge has been all about revenge. And I think he gets it.
Yeah, really good. And a lot of Adam Copeland's coming up in the chat. Adam Copeland, but this may be a bloody mess. Yeah, I think they're going to go all out. I just see what you said, Kelvin. I see Edge walking out with the TNT Championship. Really feel good moment, you know, new to the company. Like, let's strap him up a little bit. Not that he needs to be elevated, but it makes a lot of sense. Kimmy?
So I will say one funny thing I didn't write in my review for the MSG show. This has to do with that. It just is like not like something weird.
No, it's fine.
So they asked the kid in the crowd who their like favorite wrestler is ever. Yeah. And the kid said Edge. And everyone was like, oh. And Byron Saxon was just like, oh, I thought you were going to say like Cody Rhodes. Like, it was like really awkward. So anyway, Adam Copeland has to win, because if he doesn't, there was no point in him signing an AEW contract.
Does Edge not exist anymore? Like,
oh, come on. You've watched WWE long enough to know that answer, my friend. CM Punk didn't wrestle for 10 years. Come on. This is return to the ring. Last night.
But Bill, I'm waiting for a rant, man. I'm trying to get you going here. But...
Oh, what do you want me to say? Oh, this day.
I do now. That was pretty good too.
Oh, trust me. I said a few episodes ago that Adam Copeland's run in AEW was pretty bad. And it was just very uneventful, and it's really added nothing. I think there has been a course correction. I thought his match in Montreal with Christian was really good. I love his fired up promos about everything. I think we're going to get, we're going to get a Beth Phoenix cameo, because she's going to take out Mother Wayne. And that's why it's an ODQ match. We're going to get Beth for that. I don't know if Beth wrestles in AEW, but she'll show up for that. I think you do have to put the belt on Adam Copeland, and that's why I picked Brody King to win the Battle Royal. I also think Jay White is smart money there too, because I think a Jay White, Adam Copeland, or a Brody King, Adam Copeland feud for the TNT title will be great, and that helps elevate those two. Whoever wins that Battle Royal, Edge will elevate them. And I think you do need something for Adam Copeland to do. I think we go back to, for a little bit before Revolution, I do think we go back to the Sting versus the Patriarchy, Sting and Darby versus the Patriarchy a little bit. You could dip your toe back into that one. And then we eventually get Darby and Sting at Revolution in what I think is going to be the match. If not, Sting and Christian as his final match. I think it's Darby, though. But anyway, not the point. This will be a good one. These guys are going to, there's going to be ladders in this one. There's going to be tables and chairs too, just for you, Rep. Adam Copeland's going to go over because he needs to. And then at Revolution, I say he puts over the Battle Royal winner. Because I don't think they'll do a Money in the Bank cash in type thing at this pay-per-view. Yeah. I think that you need him to have the feel-good win.
Yeah, and if it was some sort of cat, I would hope they would have explained that would have been an option. So, I think it would be a feel-good win. Real quick, I'm seeing all caps here, so I'm reading very carefully. Greek Savage in the chat, shout-out BCP, AEW, swerving all over. Okay, he's bringing Swerve on the 29th to the Wrestling Universe in Queens. I think Nana's going to be there. Is that, do you know Kenny?
I believe so.
Do you live in Queens?
No, but like it's convention stuff. I'm 98.9% sure.
I know it was Swerve. Don't quote me on that, but Swerve will be there. In my mind, Swerve matched the year. Swerve is killing it right now. Shout out Greek Savage. Thank you for sponsoring the show, and thank you for donating all the items for BCP 500. Really appreciate it. Check out his podcast Party with Marty, and I think he's got something going with Alicia Fox right now, so check those out. And thank you, Miguel, in the chat, saying maybe Luchasaurus plays a factor. Yeah, it turns on Cage. I think I'm here for that. Give me the Luchasaurus moment. You know I'm here for that. That'd be excellent. Kimmy, can we get to the main event now, or am I still in trouble?
No, you did a really good job. I think Wikipedia served you well.
As it usually does. Kimmy, take the lead, please.
So, in our main event, we have the hometown boy, who you could see at Big Event March 16th in Long Island.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Hey, I'll be working with him. Big deals. Big deals.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
And Mickey James. I'll be working with both of them. Big deals. Stacey Keebler's going to be there, too. Anyway, versus Samoa Joe. And the devil, my bestest pals, Boo, is going to help Samoa Joe win. Because the devil's going to be revealed as Adam Cole. And he's going to help Joe win the world title. And Joe will be your new AEW World Heavyweight Champion.
Why would, aside from...
Because if you remember, oh, Robert.
Okay. No, that, I'm just asking.
Oh, Robert, if you remember, when MJF was thinking of striking a deal with Samoa Joe, Adam was the one who was so quick to be like, you should team with Joe, you should team with MJF, like, you should help him, you should do it. Pleasure doing business with you? Oh, it was the plan all along.
That makes sense, but what
And I could tell you that the best men tonight are also my bestest pals, the Kingdom.
Oh, who's the other guy?
Probably Wardlow. I don't know. Kyle?
Wait,
it's too big to be Kyle.
That was so. I had a theory because I was also saying the Kingdom.
Well, the one guy, it was so obviously Mike Bennett. Is he just looking at him like, wow, that's Mike Bennett's bald head?
I was saying the Kingdom, and I was saying the devil would be Maria Canella. And yes, I know she's involved with other people.
No, she has a whole family. She's having some difficulty down there, actually, with Layla Hirsch and Mr. Rachel Ellering. She's screwing them over. Well, you know what? This is important because you brought it up, okay?
Oh, go ahead.
It's not Maria. It's not Britt. It's not anyone else you're going to say it is. It is Adam Cole.
So we agree that is we all agree it's the Kingdom in some form or fashion.
Duh. Yes. Have you been watching AEW?
Yes. Yeah, well, but, as much as
okay. All right. So let's clear up a couple things.
Sure.
Is Roderick Strong involved?
Yes.
I'll say yes.
Okay. Kelvin, do you think Roderick Strong's involved?
Yes.
I say no. Because I just think his conspiracy theory thing is going to cause the, like, he's like, I knew it, guys. And then it just bites him in the ass.
Great.
It just bites him in the ass. I almost feel like, because I felt like I saw this on the internet, that someone said, oh, well, they'll do the whole Max Devil thing. Like, MJF will get some guys to help him because he has no friends. Richard Holiday, Alexander Hammerstone from MLW, likely to sign elsewhere. So I was wondering, okay, they show up. Roderick's like, I approved it. They're the devil. He's the devil. I got it. And then it's just like those guys show up. They clock him. And then we find out it's those guys. I think it was those. Although which sucks because my inverse pinnacle of it being FTR, Wardlow, and Sean Spears goes out the window then, which I think would have been pretty rad. But yeah, I do think it's going to be Adam Cole and Samoa Joe wins, and we don't see MJF for a while. I think we take MJF off TV.
Well, you have to play into the bidding war of 2024.
Let's touch on that because that was my next question.
Well, he's also the executive producer of a film that's probably going to get nominated for multiple Oscars.
I saw it this weekend. It was pretty good.
Friday, I'm seeing it. No spoilers. Looking forward to it.
No spoilers? You've seen any documentary on the Von Erichs? Pretty much.
Yeah, you're right.
What's going to happen?
Bill, we have an extra ticket.
Not a happy movie.
If you're free Friday, you're very welcome to join us.
Long story, I'll tell you later.
Yep, gotcha. But you're always welcome. Kimmy, I'll ask you this or ask all you guys this. Again, we don't know. We're not going to pretend to know. Good journalists over here.
Of course.
Any idea, whatever anyone could share is comfortable sharing, any idea on when MJF's contract is? Because again,
January 1st, 2024. He's said it in like 10,000,000 interviews.
Right. So I'll ask the question again.
His new contract begins on January 1st.
Exactly. Right.
2024.
Exactly. Because again, there were a lot of
I will say this.
Yes, please.
I don't think he'd be booked on the big event if he didn't re-sign.
But it hasn't. But we've talked about this. Hasn't WWE people been on that or no? Am I making this up?
No. Well, there's some stuff going on that might be ending. Oh, WrestleMania. No. There might be other things going on behind the scenes that might be ending soon.
I get you. Well, also, I don't think you would want to burn out autograph appearances right before Access, too. Probably. That makes sense.
Well, I mean, it's like 3 weeks before. But he also doesn't want to go against WrestleMania week. I've been told that.
Yeah, so...
Okay.
Do you guys think he's going to WWE?
No!
No.
No, I don't think you... I think it was a possibility at one point, but I don't think you allow him to do everything he's done. And then you're like, okay, bye. And if it does happen, which I don't think it will, but if it does happen, that's like really bad business. Because that's, I think... There's a lot of people who are going to, I think there are people who are leaving AEW, which Kimmy, I'm sure, knows 12 of them already, three of them. I don't even know what the hell this means.
This is a thumbs up. I'm agreeing with you. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I like, know things. There's people like Ricky Starks who are going to leave probably. Like I think it's like the worst kept secret that he's probably going to leave. And there's other people that I'm sure will leave too. Kimmy will tell me. And
I've told you.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You did tell me. And so those people will leave and maybe they go to WWE. But I don't think he would let MJF walk and be the champion for that long and beat all those people if he didn't have them re-signed.
I just like to have a little fun with this bidding war we've been hearing about. I just like to have a little fun with it, you know. And I'll say the red carpet stuff, brilliant, great, whether it is or isn't, man. You know, him with a lot of the WWE talent, a lot like the movie stars, this and that. Something about it, you know, something about it. Maybe, and again, that's the whole point. I understand that, but I'll put it this way. I could see it. I could see it. Very talented. We can go on and on about MJF. Heavy favorite to be one of our male superstars of 2023 for our awards. We'll get into that, guys, again, January 1st, apparently when his contract expires, man. So versatile. Match of the year candidates. He has the crowd in the palm of his hand, whether he is a face or a heel. This guy is old school, but at the same time, innovative, has evolved the business. I think he's brilliant on multiple levels, heel or face. That being said, the injury here, does that play a factor? We're seeing that in the chat.
Absolutely.
I think that's a legit injury.
I think that plays a factor. What was the report? I know a little bit.
Torn labrum.
So, labrum. Yeah,
and
so
the,
you can
and
go.
His hip was all messed up. Yeah, there's plenty of football players who play with torn labrums. They shouldn't, but they do.
Exactly.
And there's also varying degrees of torn labrums, too. You'll see many, like the sling he was in, a lot of wrestlers had that at one point instead of getting shoulder surgery.
See, I'm going to say MJF loses here. Hell of a year, though. Hell of a year, man. I would like to have some fun with this bidding war, especially if it's a work, if he's off but doing social media stuff or appearances or something. Like, really, like, I'd like to lean into it a little bit more. Maybe that's more of a heel thing. But I've just been waiting for it. You know, he's been playing it up on these interviews. Like, let's have some fun with it at least. Kelvin, MJF or Samoa Joe here?
I'm going to go Samoa Joe. And it's for practically the reasons that you said. Like, if you really want to have fun with this 2024 thing, the safe bet, he's not going to lose any fans behind losing. If anything, it's going to make people care about him more. And if he is actually legitimately hurt, it'll allow him to have some time off, you know, heal up a little bit, come back to more fanfare. People love him. He's the heel that he's got the people behind him now, you know, like, I'm a bad guy, but I'm your bad guy. It's like a genius move. It means I can pretty much do whatever I want. I can come back. You're going to love me for it. So why not have him lose this title? Take some time off. Heal this injury if it is legit. Come back. You have a legitimate, compelling storyline with Samoa Joe that he can come back and go right back after the title. And hey, if he's healed up, win the title again. And he's re-signed. I agree with you on that. If he was going to leave, the smart choice would have him be drop the title anyway. But I don't think that all the work that he's did that he would be able to be leaving like right after all of that. So I do think he loses, but I do think he comes back stronger.
Good stuff. And I know we talked about the devil and everything like that. Did you have a pick for the devil real quick, Calvin?
Oh, man. So initially, I'll be honest. Initially, I thought this was CM Punk. And then CM Punk shows up in Survivor Series, kills it. So my second pick would have been, and this is coming from listening to Busted Open, I thought it was Britt Baker. So I'm going to stick around this train and say that maybe it is Britt Baker or it's Adam Cole.
you know what would have been, and it won't happen. You know what would have been the greatest reveal if it was Cody Rhodes? because apparently there's that that contract he hasn't signed, but I'm sure he is. And but if he was a free agent, and imagine if they got him to come back, and imagine that reaction of him revealing to be the devil, that actually would be probably the best reveal you could possibly ask for. Because I wonder if they've changed this multiple times. I wonder if this was going to be CM Punk and they pivoted to Adam Cole. Although I always thought it was going to be Adam Cole. So
if it is Cody Rhodes, I will go to the highest spot in Texas and yell to the top of my lungs, "You got me."
Just yell, "Whoa!" just put on a song and yell, "Whoa!"
Yeah.
Guys, this was awesome. Champ says hi in the chat. Shout out to my doggy Champ. We had a little scare last night, so I had to jump out and get home, and he's doing better now. Jeffrey in the chat saying, Champ is a good puppers. Yes, he is. He's the best boy. And guys, I'm just going to say, go rescue some poor soul, because I love that dog. He's amazing. But before we get to the shameless promo, Kimmy, we're done here, right?
Yes, you did very good. Oh, thank you. I'm very proud of you.
I appreciate it. Not patronizing at all. We got a little award to give out. Our BCP Hall of Famer for 2023 is Mr. Bill Bodkin, lay editor-in-chief of the popbreak.com. We got to clip this for the show, man. Dude.
What are you talking about? BCP Hall of Fame?
It is.
When did this happen?
It's 3 years
ago?
Thank you. I'm glad.
3 years ago?
Well, listen, there was a global pandemic.
Get your speech ready. All right. So, Bill, it's going to get emotional. Bill, you have been here since almost day one. BCP OG, you have given myself, Kimmy, Mike, Amanda, Vac, Matt, the list goes on. So many opportunities. You know, I'm starting some of my own endeavors now. If I ever need help or I ever have a question, hey, Bill, how do I go about this the right way? Who do I reach out to? You know, journalism, I wish I knew I wanted to do it when I was in college. I had no idea what I wanted to do. I'm really, you know, putting my foot on the gas now and really just like learning and enjoying it, man. And you gave me my first opportunity, and this is something, and I think Kimmy, you can echo this sentiment as well, that I'm really enjoying, and just we all owe so much to you. You're a staple here on the BCP. We love the rants. We appreciate you, man. You're gonna get a little trophy. It's gonna be great. I'll get you a Frosty or something. BCP Hall of Famer Bill Bodkin, ladies and gentlemen, give it all up for Bill.
Thanks, man. That was pretty cool. I was just like, all right, where's the joke?
man.
Like, all right, this is the one and only Hall of Fame I'll ever be in, so that's pretty cool. So thanks for all the people who voted for me on my final year of eligibility. It was me and Gary Sheffield were on the ballot. At least I made it this year. It's a baseball joke for anyone who cares. But yeah, thank you so much. Do I have to make a speech right now?
Get your stuff in at least. Get your stuff in.
Listen, I've been doing this a long time, and one of my greatest, the greatest things you could ever do, in my opinion, or one of the greatest things I'll ever look back on. I've been in the Pop Break for 14 years, 15 years this September. I started Pop Break just because I was like, I don't write creatively anymore in my job, and I did that, but it doesn't survive without the hundreds of people that have written and shot and podcasted for me for free. Oh, and don't worry, I lose a lot of money every year, so it's not like I make anything off anyone's free labor. But my favorite part of it is working with people and helping them get to the next level and like working on their craft. I could tell you, when I first started working with Kimmy, I just was like, wow, how'd you get into college? And now she is working for multiple outlets, and she's been doing a fantastic job. Rob, I looked at him, I'm like, hey, how'd you get out of college? And then I helped him, and he was
darn drummers.
Fucking drummers, man. And then like he has like, you know, flourished into a fantastic writer. I've seen so many of my quote unquote kids go on to do great things, and that's what I love doing. And I love giving people, you know, helping them get opportunities to do really cool stuff, because that's just what it's all about, man. You know, we didn't get into journalism to become rich. We came in to tell stories. We came in here to entertain. We came in here to just help. So for me to be able to do that is it's pretty important and something I'll always look back on. I never have to be the star, but I don't mind being the star maker. You know what I mean? So, you know, just call me the Wizard of Oz, kids. Mostly because I got on a balloon and ended up in a magical land and there's green people everywhere. So, oh, wait, I'm on drugs. No, I'm kidding. But yes, thank you so much. I'll have a better speech for you. So
that was good. No, people in the chat saying great speech, Bill. Love it, bro. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I'm sure Bill and Mike have both edited some of my articles. That's very fair. Yep, for sure. I love it, guys. Bill, congrats, man. Thank you. No, thank you for everything, man. You know, I always say it's a team effort here on the BCP, man. And like, we all just help each other grow and learn. And it's so awesome. We're getting more and more opportunities. Like, it's so cool to see. And we really appreciate you, man. All of us and the boys, Kimmy, everybody, Amanda. So shout out, Bill. All right, that's all you're getting because we got to clip this for BCP 500. I'll give you a hug and a trophy and a Frosty later. Kimmy, what do you got for us? Shameless promo.
Oh, how do I follow that? What the hell? That's so, I wasn't ready.
Yeah, you ain't getting no awards yet, so.
I figured
too
I wouldn't.
Too young.
I mean, there is something that did happen, but that's another story for another day. So, I'm going to echo what Rob said because nothing I do would have happened if it wasn't for Bill. That's Aww. A really fun fact. So anyway, yeah, I write for the Pop Break. I write a lot of things there. We'll be at World's End this weekend. That's pretty cool. And there's another really important article that's coming out. It highlights everything I did this year. I think it's coming out this week. Bill's going to be upset.
It'll be out on Friday.
Cool. Okay. So yeah, I do that. I then started writing my Ring of Honor reviews for PW Insider. I got to next to Mike Johnson yesterday at the Garden. That was really cool. What else do I do? Oh, I do a podcast about Ring of Honor called All Things Honor. Cause you know, like I said, 5 people watch the show. Like the show is in Ring of Honor, not my podcast. So, you know, we got to highlight all 5 people that subscribe to Honor Club every month for $9.99. Then I'll be at Warriors Wrestling next week with Rob commentating. Apparently his girlfriend's wrestling for the title.
Of course she is. Come on, you know how she does. Cause she's won like every title on the East Coast. Hasn't won this one yet. Let's go.
I think every time I commentate with Rob, he talks about picking with his heart. And here he is, picking with his heart.
But she will make chocolate chip cookies for me, so.
Actually, she said she was making them for me. I have like screenshots of that. I expect it next week, so you could tell her that.
We're going to have a conversation here. Either way, we will have milk and cookies at the commentary table, so I'm here for
amazing.
It.
And in the convention world, expect me to do a lot more things with primetime appearances. That's happening. Very excited for that. And WrestleCon, it's happening. It's coming. Lots of very exciting things. So if you're in the Philadelphia area, please come. Because I can tell you, people working hella hard on this. And if they're coming to me for advice, I feel like that's a problem.
The vacuum jokes are continuing in the chat. Kimmy wants to thank her vacuum for the cleaning power.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention one thing. Bill, the reason I got into college is because I had someone else write my essay for me. Thank you.
Can they take your degree back?
No, they can't. I'm the only female that graduated with that in the department.
Well,
kidding?
Good for you. That's actually awesome. Congrats, Kimmy.
The whole department would just shut down.
Very cool. Jeffrey in the chat saying, I watch Kimmy on occasions. I share your articles. Kimmy's so cool. Very, very cool. Kelvin, That Feeling Podcast Network, No Gimmicks Podcast. Dude, not just saying this because you're here. Hell of a debut, man. Tell us about what you got going on.
And I appreciate you guys for having me on. So I do a podcast on wrestling, the No Gimmicks podcast. I also manage the That Feeling Podcast Network, which is a cluster of podcasts that range on different topics. So do that. And I also do articles and rankings for BCP Plus. So make sure you guys tap into that.
Love it, man. And I don't even want to read this. Rick in the chat saying congratulations to the voice of reason, Kimmy, so cool, to her recent professional success. Bro, thanks for that. Oh, guys.
It's true.
Here we go. True. Guys, AEW World's End this Saturday. Guys, and like we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We out. Peace.